You're listening to Irish Radio, Canada's Home and Abroad, and it's that time of the year, and I'm delighted to be reconnecting with Cheryl Prashker of the Godrich Celtic Roots Festival. And it's coming up in August. Fantastic lineup. Cheryl, great to have you back. How many years now?
For myself, I guess this is number 8 or 7 that I've been, but of course we had the 2 years online during the COVID years, but the festival itself, if that's what you're asking, this will be the 34th.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better.
Yeah, we're super excited. And, of course, next year will be a big year, not only for us, but the town itself of Goderich is turning 200 next year. We'll be turning 35, so we're going to have a party. But that's next year.
That's next year. We're not talking about next year.
No.
We're talking about this year. And then, of course, there's the college.
Yes, the Celtic College, where all the musicians from all over the world come in a week early, and we take over the high school in town, and we put on classes. All the musicians teach. Every year it's different classes. This year we have, you know, everything from piano to baron to dance to ukulele to banjo, you name it. We've got it this year, and we're doing really well with the college. Classes are filling up pretty quick.
And when it comes to, I don't know, should we talk about the college first? No, we'll talk about the lineup at the festival, because as you say, they come in a week early in order to work at and to teach at the college.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about who's coming in.
Well, we've got Caroline Keane and Tom Delaney, of course, always excited to have them. And they're bringing a baron player that I've not met in person, Allison Crossy, and I'm looking forward to meeting her and hearing her play. We've got Jess and Richard Arrowsmith from the UK. We've got Maggie Zwake from Ontario, our own Maggie Zwake. And, of course, Ojizu from Japan.
Yeah,
you won't want to miss that.
Yeah. No, they were. I met them a few years ago. And, you know, while their stage banter may be somewhat limited.
They've gotten better, I'll tell you that. But you know what? Their playing is out of this world.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And it is important. Like, one of the things you would have seen and I've seen in Ireland even is when you get the international people coming in to play traditional Irish music, there's quite a strong Japanese link.
It is amazing. It is amazing to see. They are proud of the music they play, and they're proud of the Irish heritage that they've, you know, that they're passing on to their fellow Japanese. And it's wild. It's just wild. It's great.
I think it was probably the chieftains were the ones that broke that or cracked that nut.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because the chieftains were huge in Japan, and it was totally, how could you explain that? But yeah.
Who knew? Let's see, we've got a couple of great fiddlers coming. So we've got Ryan Young from Scotland playing with Alana Jenish. Rachel Davis bringing in Darren McMullen from the east coast of Canada. Who else do we have? Tallulah.
I
know you're a fan. Oh, I cannot wait for the Godrich Celtic fans to meet Tallulah. I think they're going to fall in love.
Indeed. And Tallulah are tremendous a lovely way about them as well, that they're a great stage presence.
Yes, and they're very young, and they're very committed. They've been playing this music since they were really little, and it's just a joy to watch them. I just fall in love with watching them play, and just the camaraderie that the four of them have already, it's quite something. Let's see, Shane Cook. We've got Shane Cook and the Woodchippers coming. We've got Runa. Yeah, Rachel Hare on harp from Scotland as well. So it's a packed week of music.
Going back to Ryan. Ryan Young, and since I talked to Ryan last, I know he has performed and done more work with Martin Hayes.
Yes, so the album is complete and the album is out. And if you don't have a copy, I will make sure you have one. And so you can play it for your fans, because it is quite spectacular. I think it's brought Ryan up to the next level, and Martin did such a fantastic job and apparently had a wonderful time, the two of them. So, you know, it was a dream of Ryan's, and he made it happen, and I'm really excited for him.
And what's phenomenal there is, and I know I've heard it said, it was someone else, someone said it to me, that given that Ryan is Scottish and Martin is in the deep and the Clare tradition of music, that when they heard Ryan's bow hit the strings and played some notes, they thought they were at a concert with Martin Hayes.
It is true. There are many people have said it. What Ryan strives to see, he's a Scottish fiddler who has learnt the Irish tradition. So it then comes across as somewhat Scottish, but definitely Irish. And of course, the way he plays. And Martin is one of his heroes. So it's there's no doubt who he's been influenced by.
So a lot of these will be coming. And as you said, they then spend their week, sharing their talents and teaching.
Yes, they do. And then there are free concerts in the local park in the square of Goderich during the week. So that's free for all the tourists and townspeople alike to come and get a sense of what will be happening and what they'll hear at the festival if they come to the festival on the weekend.
And the 2026 Robinson Emerging Artist Showcase.
It was really hard to narrow it down to one person. We've the last few years we've had one artist. Both these artists, the votes that came in, because we do put it out to the public, were off the charts, and they were very, very close in votes, so it was really hard to pick one over the other. So Dane Peterson from the East Coast and Irish Millie from here in Ontario are both the Emerging Artist Showcase winners, and they'll be performing throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah, I had the privilege of chatting with Irish Millie earlier in the year. And certainly both of them, I know, are very worthy recipients.
Oh, yes, very much so. I've known Irish Millie for a few years and watched her grow. And I just saw Dane Peterson while I was at the Mariposa Folk Festival.
Right. So I know, Cheryl, one of the biggest challenges you have is, given over the course of a year, the number of artists that you get the opportunity to see perform and hear, mm-hmm. Just then trying to come to some decision on filtering it down.
Yeah, it's hard.
I know.
It's so hard, but I will, you know, I tell people, like, for instance, first timers this year will be Pauline and Kathleen Keneally, yeah. Who are from Ireland originally, but made their home in Chicago right now. And they've never been, and it's really hard, but I have to book people based on the teaching aspect of the week. So I book them to come and teach, and I hope it makes a good festival. And that sort of sounds a little backwards, but that's sort of how it has to happen here at Goderich. I have to make sure, because it is the college that we prioritize in terms of the finances, because the college helps pay for the festival.
Right.
And of course, we have to make sure that the college students some of them have been coming for the entire 33 years. We have to make sure that they're happy. And it's based on the college, and then we put the festival together after that.
Let's do some housekeeping. If tickets, you're telling me basically the college is effectively booked out?
It's not completely booked out, but some of the individual classes are full just because of capacity in the class and physically in the building that we take over. So there's a couple of classes that are full, like the harmony classes, but there's plenty of classes to take, so you can still sign up for the Celtic College. And festival tickets, advanced festival ticket pricing is still in effect, so you can get all of that at celticfestival.ca.
And the college is from the 3rd to the 7th of August, and the festival runs from the 7th to the 9th. I know it is always proactivity works best. So if you want to go, make sure you try get sort out where you're going to stay. I know we book where we're going to stay 12 months in advance.
That is one of the, you know what, that is one of the obstacles, I guess you can say, here in Goderich, is lack of hotels and motels, plenty of Airbnbs. There are still some hotel rooms to be had, and of course you can drive out. There are also campsites. There's a whole bunch of campsites that you can look into, and you can call the Goderich Tourism Office, and they're really good at sending people where they need to go to help out with the accommodations.
Sure, thanks a million. We're going to share a little piece of music. I'll put some of Tulu in there, and I'll probably find a piece of Ryan's as well, and Thanks, and we're looking forward to seeing you when the festival gets underway.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you at the festival.